From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, and I'll begin with a CD that knocked me out on first listen. Taken by Trees is the solo project of Victoria Bergsman. You might know her as the singer in the Swedish band The Concretes, or the female voice in the Peter Bjorn and John song Young Folks. For her second solo project, Victoria Bergsman went to Pakistan. She's a fan of Qawwali music and a fan of the music of Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. On paper, it seems an odd combination. Swedish pop, her deadpan delivery, and Sufi devotional sounds, but it all works. This song from Taken by Trees is called To Lose Someone.
Thank you.
from a CD called East of Eden that's taken by Trees and the song called To Lose Someone. Two boyhood friends from New Jersey growing up in love with Weezer are making music these days very much their own. They call themselves Cymbals Eat Guitars. Their music seems to pop up often these days while my iPod's in shuffle mode. I only just realized that I'd never played their music on the show. So this is the lead-off track from their CD, Why There Are Mountains, a CD that came out this past spring. The song's called And the Hazy Sea.
Thank you.
Music from Cymbals E Guitars from a CD called Why There Are Mountains. The song is called And the Hazy Sea. A CD I've been listening to by Headless Heroes is filled with an eclectic bunch of cover tunes. Just like Honey by Jesus and Mary Chain, Vashti Bunyan's song called Here Before, Jackson Frank's famous song called Blues Run the Game, and this next one from Nick Cave of the Bad Seeds, performed here by Headless Heroes. It's called Nobody's Baby Now. Music by Headless Heroes. This is the project put together by Eddie Bezalel, and he and friend Hugo Nicholson sifted through record collections for some choice songs. The singer is Alila Diane, who a few years ago put out a folk record called The Pirate Gospel. The great CD by Headless Heroes is called The Silence of Love. For those hoping for new music from Bon Iver, you're just going to have to wait a while. But you can also revel in the fact that Justin Vernon has a new project called Volcano Choir. It's a spacier, more experimental project than Bon Iver. The emphasis is on sound more than song, voice more than lyrics. The music comes from an instrumental band in Milwaukee called Collections of Colonies of Bees. Give a listen to this from Volcano Choir, the debut album called Unmap. It comes out September 22nd. Music from Volcano Choir. The song is called Seeply Mouth. You'll be able to hear the entire record beginning September 15th, a full week before its release as part of our First Listen series. You can find it at npr.org/firstlisten. Khalid is one of the most important voices in world music. Khalid sings Rai music. Rai means opinion in his home in Algeria. Khalid sings about love, pleasure, and partying, something that displeased the religious conservatives in Algeria. He's been living in Europe for the past 20 years, but now he's back as a hero in Algeria, and he has a great new record called Liberté. These songs are mostly inspired single takes in the studio. This song is called Hia Ansadu, which translates as Come On, Let's Go. That's Algerian singer Khaled. His new CD is called Liberté. I've been listening to the music of Bab Amal for the past 20 years or so. His lilting voice is usually what draws me into his music. Sometimes the Senegalese singer goes over the top with heavy pop production. But the new album, his first in 8 years, is called Television, is a tasteful blend of shimmering pop and modern West African sound. It's also filled with politics, and the title track, called Television, reflects his vision and hope of ending African poverty by using the power of television. I'm Bob Boylan. You can hear an interview with Bab Amal that aired on Weekend All Things Considered on our website, npr.org. And a quick reminder to check out our Tiny Desk concert series, a new concert online and podcast every Monday. You can follow us on Twitter by following All Songs. I'll also have a special review and conversation about the remastering of the Beatles catalog set for release on September 9th. You can also follow music news and thoughts in our blog, npr.org/allsongsblog. And now to Bab Amal. Our producer's Robin Hilton for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
Comment il fait? Est-il toujours seul ou sans ses parents?